السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. So we were mentioning the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم and how they would see potential in people. Hazrat As'ad رضي الله عنه says to Hazrat Mus'ab رضي الله عنه, as Sa'd ibn Mu'adh approaches them, reprimanding them. But as he approaches angrily, meaning Sa'd came angrily to chase the Sahaba away, Hazrat As'ad says to Hazrat Mus'ab, oh Mus'ab, this man has so many behind him. إِيَّتَّبِعْكَ, if he follows and comes into deen, none would delay. Everyone would accept the truth. Sincerely give him da'wat. There's potential in him. Many will come through him. This is how Sahaba looked at people with potential. Sa'd came reprimanding, ranting and raving. Hazrat Mus'ab says, sir, would you allow that you sit and hear first? If you agree, you accept. Otherwise, we'll carry on elsewhere. And he sat for a little while. But he was so amazed. This beautiful effect of Quran had such an impact on him. Hazrat Mus'ab spoke to him, recited Quran to him, and in the gathering, presenting Islam, the beauty of Islam and the truth and its expressions were clear on his face. He uttered these words involuntarily. How beautiful are these recitals? How amazing. Then and then he became Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Sitting again in the gathering, he wondered, what about the others? He then gathered his entire community, addressing them, Ya Bani Abdul Ashhal, O my people, who am I to you? They said, you are our elder, our senior, the most virtuous, the most prominent. You are revered by us. Then he used his influence, that I do not want to associate with any of you until you all accept the truth through believing in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his entire Banu Abdul Ashhal clan, every last one of them, embraced Islam. Subhanallah. So the efforts of Hazrat As'ad and Hazrat Mus'ab, subhanallah, were fruitful. Such fruition, subhanallah, that every home knew about Islam. And there were Muslims already in every home. Then, after that years of effort, Hazrat Mus'ab and Hazrat As'ad returned to give the good news to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But they used, subhanallah, secrecy in presenting the report. Otherwise, the Meccans were looking for opportunities to attack them. So the actual conqueror of Medina Munawwara, subhanallah, behind the curtains, is none other than Hazrat As'ad radiyallahu anhu. Himself, Hazrat Umar bin Hazm, Hazrat Awf bin Afra, would go to the mushrikeen in Medina, explaining to them how these idols cannot be the creator. These idols have no ability whatsoever, and everything is from Allah. They would explain to them until they would agree, and the people would then demolish the idols. Subhanallah. Hazrat Mu'adh, Mu'awwad Khallad, and their mother Hazrat Hind also made effort, subhanallah, on their father Hazrat Amr ibn al-Jamuh radiyallahu anhu. So Hazrat As'ad is the actual conqueror, mashallah, of Medina Munawwara. You must hear the Skar Guzari of this prince in one of the Arab countries, Sheikh Hamdan. The lecture is found under the topic, The Conqueror of Albania. I mean, this is a recent Karguzari some years ago. He, being a prince in his country, he was studying business economics in America, and basically Muslim by name. And the Jamaat came to him and motivated him and encouraged him to join for 3 days. And he wondered, what is this? But by going in the path of Allah, subhanallah, he changed his life. And from this, he ended up going for 4 months. And what an impact it had on him. His akhlaq then had an impact on his Jewish teacher, who would actually halt the lesson when it was the time of Salah, so that this student doesn't miss his lessons. And this teacher actually ended up becoming Muslim. Allahu Akbar. But then he speaks about how his entire family was against the idea. And then Allahu Akbar, he made fikr about taking a Jamaat to Albania, and how much of difficulties they went through, and how they finally got the visa under the pretext of a business economic visa to build business ties with Albania. And subhanAllah, as they enter the country, he gives his incident on how the police and the soldiers put him aside and then wanted to search his bags. The one bag had his clothes. The other was full of Qurans. This officer was so upset, took him into one room, reprimanded him. And then he closed the curtain. He went out, he came back. He said, "Can I have one?" He said, "I'm thinking first, before that he wants to shoot me because of me carrying the Quran, and I was asking for one." He said, "No, sir. We are deprived of the truth for so long. We always want the deen, want the Quran. It's just we are in a situation." Ajib Habibi finally, it says, it's an interesting incident how the Jamaat became a conquest into this country of for deen to come alive again. So Hazrat Asad is actually like one of the conquerors of Medina Munawwara, mashallah. Medina, mashallah, not through the sword, but through akhlaq and through dawat. And look at Hazrat Asad, as they are in Medina Munawwara, they are concerned about the Sahaba being tortured and living miserably under the Meccan society. And then they mentioned, they said, "For how long are we going to leave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah, suffering there? Hatta mata natruku Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yutradu fi jibali Makkah wa yukhaf, being chased around, pushed around in Makkah Mukarrama, put into fear. What are we going to do?" And these Sahaba had a concern and came with a solution. "We invite Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to our lands, Medina Munawwara." Alhamdulillah, they decided upon that. And that year, when Hajj time came, they all went to perform pilgrimage, camouflaged with the Arab pilgrims, but they were actually going to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this occasion of the Ijtima'. What gathering? This is a gathering of the Sahaba with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Ijtima', Allahu Akbar, meaning a gathering. They met Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam late at night. Among them were all the Muslims, hidden among their own people from Medina Munawwara in their tents. But at a certain time at night, they had to sneak out and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only one non-Muslim who joined them was Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram, because they motivated him to join because he was a good person. And this meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also became a means of his iman and hidayat. Hazrat As'ad now mentions in that gathering how Hazrat Abbas, who wasn't a Muslim, but was worried and concerned about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he attended the meeting. Then Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned to them that, "You'll know my nephew, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll know his status. He's from us. We protected him against our people. Even though my view of religion is my people, but I love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so I defended him. So he's honorable, he's noble. And he wants to come to you. If you all feel that you all will fulfill and be loyal to what you all are advocating and inviting him toward, by all means. But if you all feel you all will forsake him, then rather now. Because he's well, he's with us." Hazrat Abbas finished off, and then the Sahaba from Medina wanted to speak. And they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accept the bay'ah. And Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took this bay'ah. As-sama'i wa ta'a, to listen, to obey, whether we like it or not, in comfort or contrary, in easy times, in difficult times, to spend in Allah's way in ease and adversity, to enjoin good and forbid evil, meaning call to the truth, give dawat, and to speak the truth for Allah's sake without fearing the blame and the reproach of the blamer. And help my deen when I come to you, help me when I come to you, and protect me, meaning Allah's deen, like you protect your own families. And what is in it for us, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "For you is Jannah, Ya Allah." He never promised Sahaba, we find in the hadith and the seerah, that they were told that you'll get dunya if you embrace Islam. They were told you will find success. Deen will bring akhirah. The dunya comes for free, Allah gives it. But we learn from here, never promise people that when they embrace Islam, they would be rich. But tell them if they will practice, embrace Islam and practice deen, Allah will give them happiness in this world and the next. Then everyone was keen on taking the bay'ah. As'ad radiallahu anhu held on to the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying to them, "Hold on, O people of Medina. Do you know how pertinent is this pledge of allegiance? But when you gonna undertake this responsibility and bay'ah, then all the Arabs will fight against you. And they would unify against you. They would join forces against you. If you are going to bear patience, Allah is going to help you. Then take this bay'ah now. But if you are going to forsake Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on, then it's worse. later on, rather, leave it now. They all said, As'ad, move your hand. We're not going to leave this bay'ah, this pledge of allegiance. We are not asking for it to be cancelled. And who was the first to hold the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this Mubarak occasion? That even Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu says that Badr is special, but this bay'atul Aqaba was very special. I wouldn't like to barter it for anything else. Meaning I wouldn't want to swap this situation, this opportunity of my presence in Bay'atul Aqaba for any other expedition or opportunity, how special it was.